This is a big year for the St. Louis Black Repertory Company. The curtain rises on its 40th season tonight with the Midwest premiere production of Miss Julie, Clarissa, and John by Mark Clayton Southers. Joining me in studio to talk about the production and the rep is Linda Kennedy. She is an actress and assistant director of this particular production. Also with me is Alicia Lake, forgive me, Alicia. She plays the role of Clarissa in Miss Julie, Clarissa, and John. And joining us by phone is Ron Himes, the founder and producing director of the St. Louis Black Repertory Company. Thank you all so much for being with us. Nice to have you.
Thank you.
Ron, good to have you with us. I know you're very busy. You're still tying things up, I guess, for tonight's opening night.
Yes, we are. We're pulling everything together and getting ready for the big kickoff of this anniversary season.
Well, tell me a little bit about this season. How big a deal is it as far as you're concerned?
I think it's a very, very big deal for us. I mean, the 40th anniversary, I mean, you know, 40 years ago, we couldn't imagine that we'd still be producing shows and growing at the rate that we've grown. And, you know, now having had the kinds of relationships we have with Washington University and Harris Stowe State University, where we're in residence at two of the major universities in the area. And just got a great season of plays, two to be produced at the Edison Theater at WashU and two to be produced at the Emerson Theater on the campus of Harris Stowe.
Well, this production you're beginning with, as I mentioned, it is the Midwestern premiere, Miss Julie, Clarissa, and John. This is somewhat unusual background to all of this. I mean, it's fairly old, and at least the original, and it was Swedish in origin.
Yes, yes. And of course, the version that we're doing is fairly new. Last year, the playwright, Mark Clayton Southers, gave me a call and asked me if I would come to Pittsburgh to see his new play. And so I flew up and saw the play, and he wanted me to be on a panel to talk about, did the adaptation work? And my first statement was, I don't think you should call this an adaptation. You've written a new play. I think you're probably better served to say your play is inspired by Miss Julie. And I think that's what we have. We have this wonderful new play, Miss Julie, Clarissa, and John, inspired by Strindberg's Miss Julie.
I'd like to get a little sense of what the story is about. I'll turn to Linda for that. We don't want to give everything away, but in general, what's going on here, Linda?
It's a triangle of sorts, for love, for power, property. It is set after the Civil War, so there's this sense of freedom, but not quite yet there. Equality, but not equal. A sense of trying to find your own personal balance as well as the community balance.
This is set in 1888, is that correct?
Correct.
So we're talking not awfully long after the Civil War. The
right.
Country's still trying to get its act together with regard to race relationships, and that's part of the story here.
Right, and not only race relationships, but also as women, and what is my position in this situation, how, you know, for women to own property or to take over property.
Alicia, let me turn to you. You're playing, obviously, Clarissa, one of the characters in the play. Tell me about Clarissa.
Clarissa is a beautiful soul. She is driven by her morals, but at the same time, she's no dummy. She's watching Miss Julie. She's watching John. And the story unfolds before her. And what I really love about her is her heart. She has this pure heart. And like I said, she's driven by morals. So the Bible for her is real, and it is very true. And that's kind of what she uses to guide her through not just her life, but this situation that she is placed in between her and John and Miss Julie.
For plays to work, for stories to work, there has to be a certain degree of tension. What is the tension in this production?
The tension of, like Miss Kennedy said, it's after the Civil War. So Clarissa and John are free, but how free are they?
Clarissa and John are black.
Yes, correct. They are black. And then there's Miss Julie, who is a white woman trying to understand her power and in that, how she uses her power over John and over Clarissa, even though they are quote unquote free.
Ron Himes, is there relevance to this story today, set in 1888, relevant today?
Oh yeah, I think so. In terms of the relationships, in terms of the power struggles, in terms of gender, in terms of race. As they said, you know, Clarissa and John are servants now on the plantation that they were once slaves. And Miss Julie is the daughter of the guy who owns the plantation. So there's about to be a major change in power as the owner of the plantation is dying. Who will take over the plantation? Who will now become the power in terms of who controls that property? Who will dictate the relationships between John and Clarissa and Miss Julie, who that were once her slaves, but who are now free and are servants, but are still living on the plantation where they were once slaves? And so I think that in a lot of ways, the dynamics of those relationships speak to a lot of relationships and issues that we're still trying to address today.
That was where I wanted to go with this, and trying to get some sense of what role, and Linda, I'll start with you on this, what role a production like this can play in fostering greater understanding today.
Well, I think, you know, when you see a situation played out right in front of your eyes, you have those aha moments. And so as you connect with each of the characters, you can see how those power structures work in an office or in a community, in our political arena just as well. You know, someone decides that they are the ones who should be in control, while someone else is dreaming of having that control, of that someday I will be in this position. And so when you see that played out, you can begin to have those conversations that we should have, because so much of the tension that we have now is built on the basis of something that started prior to the Civil War and has come forward.
Clarissa, how do you, Clarissa.
No, that's okay.
That's how well you play your part. You're in character. Alicia, how do you look at that, if I may say so? You're younger than most of the rest of the people involved in this program, mm-hmm. right? How do you look at that and the challenge that might present to you?
I think this play is so timely because I do see the fact that it is so very current, and that race relations in our country is a big issue, and how we address those and the conversations that need to be had. I feel like Miss Julie, Clarissa, and John starts those conversations. And as you watch the play, you examine things, and you see parallels in the play and in today, and it gets your brain to start to thinking. So I think this play is so timely for people to be able to watch and be able to have a conversation about, which is really important.
Ron, do you look for that sort of thing when you're planning a production schedule? I know you're scheduled through the better part of 2017. Do you look for this kind of subject matter?
I think so. I'm always looking for plays that will continue to move the dialogue forward in the community. And I think that this play does it. Certainly the next play that we're doing, Lines in the Dust, which deals with the issues between public and charter education and who is responsible for making sure that all of our kids have a quality education or have the ability to have a quality education. Then Seven Guitars, which is the third show, which will be the first play at Harris Stowe, takes us back to August Wilson's Century Cycle, where he basically has taken a look at the African-American experience for each decade of the 20th century. Seven Guitars is his play that's set in the 1940s, and it looks at blacks and the music industry and the relationship of how blacks have never had control of their creative output. And then the final show of the season, Crossing Over, is a musical that we premiered 10 years ago. And it basically looks at the African-American experience through music, from its origins in Africa, through the Middle Passage, through the auction block, the Northern migration, the Civil Rights Movement, and into the contemporary black church today. So So I think I'm always trying to figure out ways to allow people to have a conversation that we're often afraid of or reticent to have. I mean, the big thing in Miss Julie is the one thing that Miss Julie has is I'm white. That's really the basis of her power from where she stands. I'm white and you all are black and you have to do what I say.
We
and
won't.
I think that is certainly pushes a lot of buttons.
Yeah, it pushes a lot of buttons.
People want to try to have that conversation.
We'll put that full schedule on our website at stlpublicradio.org. Let me come back to Linda. This is a Midwestern premiere. You're the assistant director, associate director. Does that put any particular pressure on you doing a premiere performance in this part of the country?
No, especially in the instance that I know Mark and being able to work with Andrea in another capacity. I've been directed by her, and we have acted together on stage. And so, you know, this partnering it just furthers my education. I know we don't always think of still learning as we get older, but I felt it was an opportunity to continue to grow for me. And I'm excited for Mark for this piece to be presented.
Right. And Alicia, let me ask the same question.
Andrea Fry.
Yes, Andrea Fry is the director.
Right.
Yes.
How about yourself? I almost said Clarissa again. Alicia, they're not even close, but I almost did it twice now. What about you? I mean, you're a young actress. This is a Midwestern premiere. It's a big deal. What kind of pressure does that put on you?
It's funny. I am just now processing the big deal of it being a Midwestern premiere. it's a challenge for me. This is a character that is deep and well-rounded, and she's outside of what I've ever done before. So the challenge for me was more exciting than the fact, like I said, knowing that it's a Midwestern premiere. So now I'm a little concerned, but I think I'll be okay.
In 15 seconds, Ron, how does she do? You've seen her in a couple of preview performances. How does she do?
She's done a great job. As she mentioned, I mean, I think that just the sort of the purity of Clarissa, it really comes through in Alicia's character, her innocence and her faith. So I think that she does a wonderful job, as does Laurie McConnell, who plays Miss Julie, and Eric Connors, who plays John. All three of the actors have worked at the Black Rep before, and it was really great for me to be able to cast them all and have them open this 40th anniversary.
I want to thank you, Alicia Lyke, Linda Kennedy, for being with us. Ron Himes, thank you. Good luck. Break a leg, as they say. The Black Rep presents Miss Julie, Clarissa, and John by Mark Clayton Southers tonight at the Edison Theater at Washington University. Later performances will be at Harris Stowe, as mentioned. Information on our website. Monday on St. Louis on the Air, some reflections on the 15 years since the 9/11 terrorist attacks, observations from Mary Leonard, who has reported on the anniversaries since the very first one. We'll also talk about the 100-year history of the Pulitzer Prizes. Archive versions, past St. Louis on the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis on the Air is produced by Mary Edwards, Alex Hoyer, and Kelly Moffitt, with production assistance from Aaron Dorr and Spencer Reed. Executive producer is Robert Peterson. Arts and culture programming on St. Louis on the Air, funded in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council. Thanks for being with us. I'm Don Marsh.